In the news this week, the Information Commissioner threatens NHS England's gender identity service for children with court action. People are at risk of arrest for supposedly hateful thoughts under the Irish government's proposed hate crime bill. And tens of thousands of pupils ignore the Scottish government's controversial sex survey. Hello. NHS England's gender identity service for children has been threatened with possible court action for failing to disclose potential correspondence it had with scandal-hit pro-trans organisation Mermaids. The Information Commissioner's Office said the Tavistock Clinic needs to look again after it first refused to release and then denied email contact with Mermaids. A concerned parent placed a Freedom of Information request asking for details of emails between Mermaids and the clinic between 2014 and 2018, but the clinic refused. After the matter was referred to the ICO, the Tavistock claimed that following an extensive search of emails, it does not hold the requested information. The watchdog believes that, on the balance of probabilities, some information is held by the Trust, and said if the Tavistock fails to provide an adequate response, it faces being referred to the High Court. People are at risk of arrest for supposedly hateful thoughts under the Irish government's proposed hate crime bill, a Dáil member has warned. Paul Murphy said the legislation was in danger of criminalising someone in possession of material deemed hateful.
Section 10 creates the possibility of someone being criminalised purely for having material which is hateful, without that material being communicated to the public. That's a problem, in my opinion. Like that it gets to the fundamental problem of this bill. That is the creation of a thought crime. How can you hold people responsible for actions that they haven't taken? That goes against like the main thrust of our criminal law, which relates to actual crimes that take place, not bad thoughts that people have and write them down. Like, that is a problem.
Amendments moved by Deputy Murphy defending the right to freedom of expression were voted down by the House. It has been revealed that tens of thousands of pupils in Scotland have refused to complete a nationwide survey on their sex lives. The Christian Institute urged parents to write to their local councillors to express their opposition to the use of the survey in their area, and only half of Scotland's 32 local authorities participated, with many considering the questionnaire unsuitable for distribution. Of those who received the so-called health and wellbeing census, more than half of older teens and over a third of all pupils opted not to respond. The survey asked teens in years S4 to S6 a number of shocking sexual questions. But more than half of the teenagers in S4, aged 14 to 15 at the start of the school year, ignored the survey, and more than two-thirds of S6 refused to take part. And finally, a Christian woman has successfully settled her claim for unfair dismissal after being fired for expressing her support for traditional marriage. Maureen Martin was fired by London and Quadrant Housing Trust following three complaints of hate speech after her manifesto as a mayoral candidate in Lewisham, South East London, was distributed to 205,000 voters. In it, she promised to cut through political correctness and state the truth that natural marriage between a man and a woman is the fundamental building block for a successful society and the safest environment for raising children. Miss Martin was subsequently dismissed for gross misconduct after 13 years of service because her beliefs were perceived to be discriminatory, hurtful and offensive. But the claim, backed by the Christian Legal Centre, has now been settled out of court in her favour. She hopes her success will encourage other Christians in the public sphere to speak out against religious discrimination. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.